And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. Today in the news, since hitting a bottom in late 2015, gold has been on the rise with no end in sight, reports CFA Institute. But the gold rally and the elevated unease among investors that it represents preceded the pandemic. The inverse relationship between gold and the dollar and continued quantitative easing suggests that a price between $2,400 and $3,000 an ounce is possible. Well, a big question hangs over Janet Yellen this week at her confirmation hearing to become U.S. Treasury Secretary. Just how much debt is too much? Asked Wall Street Journal. In the past 4 years, U.S. government debt held by the public has increased by $7 trillion to $21.6 trillion. President-elect Joe Biden is committed to a spending program that would add many more trillions this year. Immense deficits can't be carried on without limit. Eventually, interest rates will have to rise. Well, strategists at one of the world's largest wealth management firms are issuing a warning to a newbie crypto investor plunging into the record rally. You could lose all of your money, reports Bloomberg. Between regulatory threats and central bank-issued competitors, there's nothing stopping a big wipeout in big-name digital currencies eventually, according to UBS Global Wealth Management. And lastly, after improving slightly in 2019, the outlook for financial security and retirement for workers ages 30 to 59 deteriorated in 2020, according to a study released Tuesday by Boston College's Center for Retirement Research. According to the study, 51% of households are now at risk of being unable to maintain their standard of living. Back in 2007, only 40% of households were considered at risk of falling short when they began publishing the calculation. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Put it on the top of the list today.